being joined by Iowa House Speaker Pat Grassley here on Radio On the Go News as the new legislative session is underway. And Speaker Grassley, thanks for taking a little bit of time to join us today. Got a few specific questions lined up, but just to start, want to give you a chance to fill us in on your key priorities as we get this session underway and what you're hoping to get accomplished down there this year.
Yeah, thanks, John. It's good to talk to you again and looking forward to get back. And it's my 19th session here in the legislature, having the opportunity to represent Butler County and the surrounding areas. As we're approaching this session, one of the top issues that we're hearing about, tax policy has been a significant conversation the last several years. As of January 1st, Iowa's at taxing at a personal income tax rate of 3.8%. Our corporate tax rate has been reduced to 5.5%. And so the tax conversation naturally has moved to one that I think most of your listeners probably are impacted by, and they have been for the last several years, would be property tax. Now, that being said, I think Iowans, the question naturally is, why is that something you haven't addressed? We have so many different factors at play when we're looking at local property taxes. You know, this is it's a local control issue, but also at the same time, one thing that we've learned, been in the majority now since 2010, is that Iowans have an expectation of our caucus to find solutions to things. We've been able to tackle some big issues. And so there's an expectation from our constituents and the taxpayers of Iowa to try to find certainty in the system for the taxpayer. And that's really ultimately what my goal is. I think you'll see us propose potentially several different pieces of legislation to make sure we're having a very robust conversation. But I want to make sure that we shift the certainty onto the side of the taxpayer, where right now, I think the system has gotten more to the side of the taxing entities and those jurisdictions. We want to make sure we leave session with more certainty for the taxpayer.
Yeah, and so what would be the biggest changes that people would see when it comes to those property tax changes?
And I think one of the just fundamental changes that I think we're going to have differently, and why I would like for us to bring the potential a few solutions forward, is to make sure we're having a bigger conversation. I've shared with a lot of groups, typically how this has happened in my time whenever we've talked about property tax is immediately all sides run into their corner. Nobody wants to talk. Nobody wants to negotiate. I think that if we're going to have a serious conversation about property taxes, number one, everyone has to come around the table. We've already started that process down here. But at the same time, we have to have a conversation more than just on the taxing revenue side. There has to be a natural conversation about expenditures and what that looks like. If Iowans across the state feel that their property taxes are too high, then we do have to have a conversation about the expenditure side as well. That's something that we haven't really done in our property tax conversations, in my opinion. I think that some of the things we've done have impacted that and tried to limit the amount of spending going on at the local level, which impacts directly on property taxes. But I don't think we've approached it as broadly as we have. The governor announced a new committee to review and find, kind of like the federal government's looking at with their DOGE committee, do something at the state level for local and state government to find places in which we can have more where maybe we can find some services that maybe are duplicated, or we can find more efficiencies. I think that we need to be looking at both sides. But what, again, back to what I said, is providing certainty. Right now, when Iowans receive their tax bill, maybe their tax rate didn't go up, but due to increases in their assessments, they're seeing significant increases on their property tax. So all of those things that I just touched on are going to be part of this broad conversation that we have, knowing that this is a very difficult conversation. It's one that we continue to have every few years in the legislature. But I think it's getting to the point when I have businesses coming in here, like I had this week, a major employer in Iowa, in a rural part of the state that saw 170% increase on their property tax over the last few years. Those kinds of conversations need to hit home with us, and we need to make sure we're providing certainty for the taxpayers of Iowa.
Another issue that's gotten a fair amount of attention is the possibility of some sort of blanket ban for cell phone usage in schools. Tell me a little bit about this possibility, and is this something that that you would potentially support?
Yeah, as we've ran our campaigns for the last several years, making sure that we were protecting our youth, whether it was making sure that there's age verifications, looking at in-school policy as the governor's proposed, So one, just so the listeners know, what the governor proposed would be a minimum standard. A lot of the school districts in the state, not all, but a lot, have different variations of policies. And so we feel that the best thing for us to do is look at the instructional part of school and make sure cell phones aren't there to be a distraction from our students trying to learn. And if schools want to go further, allow them to do so, but like leave that at the local level. So I think what I think we'll be working on here in the House, obviously the governor proposed in her speech, would be setting a minimum standard, which is instructional time would be the minimum standard, and allow schools the flexibility if they would like to do more or how they would implement that minimum standard that we'd have. So I feel fairly confident in saying I expect us to engage in that issue this session.
And just in the last couple of days here, there's been talk of the possibility of the state of Iowa acquiring the southern tier of counties from Minnesota. That was proposed by an Iowa state senator here just a couple of days ago. First of all, what would be I guess what would be the benefit to the state of Iowa if this were to happen? And is it something that that you would possibly support?
Yeah, I think that. So I've had conversations with the senator that introduced that even before he did that. And I said, I think that's something that if there would be mutual interest on behalf of Minnesota, that's something that we should always keep on the table. I think we should always be okay with continuing to grow Iowa. I think that we are in a unique position. We're not the only state right now that's considering that. In fact, the Indiana speaker had a conversation with him about this. They're looking at doing some similar things when it comes to Illinois. And part of that is we feel that right now the policies that we're passing, especially when it comes to growing our economy and the differences in states and how they're ran, right now we have a $6 billion surplus in the state of Iowa. Minnesota has ran their budget billions of dollars underwater. So some of those things that we want to be able to, I think it also brings attention to the things that we've done well here in Iowa. Now, what is the ongoing process? I have not sat down and studied the legislation very deeply, other than knowing that it was going to be coming and at least saying we should engage in that conversation. So as we have those conversations, I think you could see interest. And at this point in time, I think that at least having that conversation here in the legislature, I don't think is unhealthy.
So, when it comes to your guys' supermajority that you have in the Republican Party here in the House this year, what are the implications of that? Do you anticipate maybe having problems having a full agreement on certain issues? What is that looking like for you right now?
Yeah, so this is the largest majority we've had since the legislature went to, or this is the largest majority anyone's had since the legislature went to 100 members in the early 70s. And so we feel very fortunate to have such a large majority. We represent all of, if not parts of every county in the state of Iowa, all 99 counties. That's something we're very proud of. I think that, from the standpoint of the supermajority, some states have different rules and how that would impact what they're able to do. Here in Iowa, they don't play a critical role in our ability to get things done, but they do provide some challenges with a lot more members. That being said, we've been over 60 members for the last several sessions, and we've been able to find it. There might be a few more people here, but for the most part, we still have a lot of similarly minded individuals that have been elected who have ran to make sure that we can continue to reduce tax in Iowa, make sure we're passing balanced budgets, make sure Iowa is a leader across the country on a lot of bold initiatives. So we feel pretty confident about that. But again, it's only week one. At the end of session, you could probably ask me that question again, and I'll see if my prediction was accurate.
All right, and if your constituents are looking to contact you, what's the best way to do so?
Yeah, definitely. How I encourage everyone to contact, whether you live in my district or any other district, is the state legislature has a very maneuverable website. You can pull up any of your legislators. It's been updated for the new members that have been elected. But by sending email is always the best. And what I tell anybody, especially if you live in Butler or the western half of Bremer County, is I always tell folks, make sure you put some sort of a, I'm from Butler County, I'm from Bremer County, from your district, or if you live in someone else's, if you live in Shannon's over in Franklin, make sure you make a note of it. We get bombarded with emails every day, and a lot of folks don't tell you where they live, and we obviously try to prioritize the amount of emails that we get into our districts first. And so I always tell, if you're going to email your constituent, or if you're a constituent wanting to email the legislature, make sure you at least put in there where you're from, so folks can identify that and know that some of those issues are more local. Because when we get spam emails from all across the state, they're in a different tier than our constituent emails.
All right, anything else you'd like to share here today before we wrap up?
No, just appreciate you being on and look forward to being back on anytime. Let us know and I'll come back.
All right, that's Iowa House Speaker Pat Grassley. Appreciate the time today, and best of luck here in the upcoming session.
Thanks, John.